opening scripture. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7, NKJV. Tonight's message. In our journey of faith, prayer is much more than a ritual. It's a powerful conversation with our Heavenly Father. We express gratitude and share our desires, trusting in God's perfect plan. The Bible describes this beautifully. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7, NKJV. Our faith is deeply rooted in the sacrifice of Jesus, as highlighted in the following verse, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood, through faith, to demonstrate his righteousness. Because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed. Romans 3:25, NKJV. Through his blood, we find redemption and a pathway to communicate directly with God. This gift of grace is a cornerstone of our faith, encouraging us to approach God with confidence. The importance of the word in building faith is emphasized in Romans 10:17. But it's not just about reading or hearing. It's about opening our spirits to truly listen and understand what God communicates to us. This involves worship, prayer, and studying the Bible, setting aside dedicated time to connect with God on a deeper level. As the verse says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17, NKJV. Unlike human relationships that might fade with familiarity, our relationship with God strengthens over time. Hebrews 13:5 reassures us that God will never leave nor forsake us. This promise is a source of immense comfort, especially in times of uncertainty. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5, NKJV. As we face new challenges each year, we are reminded of the importance of being spiritually prepared. John 3:3-7 talks about being born again, not just physically, but spiritually. This rebirth equips us with a supernatural advantage, enabling us to face life's unpredictabilities with divine guidance. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. John 3:3-7, NKJV. January, a time of new beginnings, is ideal for planting spiritual seeds. This concept is beautifully illustrated in the scriptures. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. 1 Corinthians 3:6-7, NKJV. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. Psalms 1:3, NKJV. When God speaks, his words are purposeful and effective. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Isaiah 55:11, NKJV. In closing, our faith journey invites us to step into the extraordinary fourth dimension with God, tapping into the supernatural advantage he offers through the Holy Spirit. It's like navigating a realm beyond the ordinary, where prayer unlocks deeper insights and divine mysteries. As we traverse this spiritual landscape, we leverage this supernatural edge to grow, learn, and overcome life's challenges. It's a journey of discovering God's immense power and presence in our lives, a journey that empowers us with a peace and hope that are truly out of this world. Closing scripture, Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it," whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. Isaiah 30:21, NKJV.